Blog Talk Radio.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church. There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Greetings and welcome, dear listeners. This is Teacher Margaret Tindall and the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast, coming to you today by way of UFCCM Anointed Radio. We give honor to God, to our Ecumenical Patriarch, to our Episcopal Board of Bishops, our national UFCCM officials, and everyone from everywhere. We thank you for joining us. As you're listening, whether you're listening on your phone, on the UFCCM Facebook page, or at UFCCM.org. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. Let us go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father God, we come before you this morning with hearts filled with thanksgiving. Father, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness to us. Father, we thank you for allowing us to come together once again. We ask you to look on this broadcast this morning. Father, look on our young speaker this morning, who so bravely and courageously is coming forth to speak your word. Father, I ask you to bless her parents and her grandparents and everyone that has touched her life to inspire her to bring her to where she is today. Father, let us be uplifted, encouraged, and strengthened by your words as we strive to continue to move forward by faith. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. A spiritual nugget for today is Micah 6 and 8. He hath shewed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. We thank God for this spiritual reminder that God gives us the gift of salvation by grace, and this scripture lets us know what he wants from us in return. We are so honored to have as our speaker for today a very young member. We consider her a member of the UFCCM laity and as well as the UFCCM youth ministry. Sister Isis Donice Miley is the 10-year-old daughter of Elder Terrence and Denicia Miley and the granddaughter of our dear UFCCM Southwest Jurisdictional Bishop Don G. Banks, and the lovely First Pastor Charlasky Banks. Isis attends Greater Realness Cathedral and is an active member of the Fuse Youth Ministry. In addition to spending time with friends and family, Isis loves playing softball. She is a 4.0 student and believes that if she honors God, God will give her the desires of her heart. Isis is a worshiper of God at heart and believes that you're never too young to give God your best. She has accepted her calling to do God's will in all areas of her life. Her favorite scripture is Philippians 4:13, as she believes she can do all things through Christ that strengthens her. And Sister Isis will be sharing with us today on the topic, God Rewards Faith. Good morning, Sister Isis. We're so delighted to have you with us today, and we're eager to hear what you will have to share with us. So right now, we're going to turn it over to you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm glad to have you on. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Hello, everyone. Today I'm going to be reading Hebrews 11:6, NIV. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Today, I'd like to encourage you with this topic, God Rewards Faith. As a child, I'm learning what it means to have faith and to put my trust in God. My parents and pastors teach me that faith without works is dead, which says to me, I will not make the honor roll by just believing. I have to pay attention in class, do my homework, and practice what I learned. I expect to make the honor roll because not only do I believe, but I put the work in. To all the children and adults listening to me today, please know that God wants to reward your faith by giving you his blessings. So, our expectations should always be high, because when you believe in God and do his work, he will reward you. Amen?
Amen.
So I want to give you three faith rewards. He rewards us with his presence. Saints of God, there is no greater reward than having God on your side. Just to know he walks with you, talks with you, and tells you that you are his own is exciting. Listen to this scripture, Hebrews 13:5. I will never leave nor forsake you. God rewards our faith by never leaving us. That's why Psalm 23 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because God's reward is his presence with me. He never leaves me alone. Number two, he rewards us by rescuing us from danger. Please look in your Bible at Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God has promised he will be our present help in times of trouble. I call that the good news. Thank you, Lord, for rewarding us with your help, so I don't fear the crisis, because Christ is my help. For example, COVID is a crisis. But if we have faith and put our trust in God, everything's going to be all right. Amen?
Amen.
Lastly, he rewards my faith by fulfilling his promises. Let's read 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. Unto the glory of God by us, I praise God for his promises and that he is faithful to fulfill every promise. We should be encouraged knowing God is working everything out for our good. Why? Because he is faithful to his word, and his word always accomplishes what he intends. May God bless each of you, and may this word bless your heart real good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Sister Isis, what a beautiful message that you brought to our hearing with such excitement and such spirit-filled words, and we just thank God for you and that you were able to be with us today. And I know that you have to leave early, and I want to let everyone know that in the introduction I mentioned that Sister Isis loves softball, and she just learned that she has a softball competition later on, so she will be leaving us, I guess, in about maybe 10 minutes or so. But why don't we go ahead and open up our lines and have callers call in with comments or words of encouragement or expressions at this time. So remember, you can call in by dialing 347-850-1405, and then our program director, Bishop Haywood, will bring you right in to the broadcast.
All right. Well, Teacher Tindall, we do have some that have already pressed one on the line, but I have about four little children in here. One or two of them wants to say something because they were listening, and if that's okay, I'll let the children, because I don't know if any other children are on the line, so as I click one, we'll find out. But I know there's at least two here that would like to say something to this little child. All right,
please,
go right ahead. So give us your name, how old you are, and what you have to say.
Hi, my name is Novelli. I am 9 years old, and I really like how she put it in, how God will always be by your side, because that is really true.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sweetheart, for calling.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Vincent. I'm 7 years old, and I like how that is always with us, and he always protects us.
Okay. You got something? Okay, what's your name, and how old are you?
My name is Freddie, and I am 5 years old, and I like how God always loves us, and then we always love God.
All right, and who are you?
I'm five.
You're four.
All
right. So thank you, Sister Miley.
Thank you, Sister Miley. Thank you, Sister Miley.
Thank you, Sister
Miley. Amen. Amen. And you know, as Sister Isis strongly believes herself, you are never too young to give God your best. And here we have 4, 5, 7, and 9-year-olds listening to the word and gaining something that they will take with them. What a wonderful blessing.
Yeah, one of them told me already that they want to do that too. So she's inspiring, you know, young children.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we will welcome that down the road in the future. And we just thank God that he is yet working.
Yeah, I don't think they want to come on here. I think they just want to do it at some point.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we'll go ahead and open the lines for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Caller, you are at 920-509. Go right ahead. 920-509. Go right ahead. Okay, caller, you're at 920. Your first three numbers is 509. Go right ahead.
Hello. Thank you. I just wanted to thank the young lady for coming on. I did call my granddaughter. She's in New Orleans, and she's listening to the broadcast today. I can't hear what she's saying, but I know she's listening. She just turned five the other day. So she is on listening, and I thank you for encouraging little kids and little children to get on and, you know, and follow God's way, and you are a good inspiration to them.
Amen.
Thank you.
This is Brother Hal.
Yeah, it was, but I took him off already. So, because I know we have to kind of speed through this. There were some others on there that had callers. Make sure you press one if you would, if you have anything that you would like to say to this young woman of God. I think we're going to get with the other bishops, and we're going to go ahead and give you a kid pastor license. How about that? Yeah, she'd be the kid's pastor. All right.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sister Isis, I love the way your topic, God Rewards Faith, and how you pointed out three ways in which God rewards us. And those are three such powerful ways that if we acknowledge those and we meditate on those are the things that are part of God's new mercies for us every morning, his presence, his rescuing us from danger, and his keeping his promises. These are three rewards that you articulated that we can remember because we know that they are true, and we can give God praise for how he rewards faith. And this encourages us in the UFCCM even more so to continue to move forward by faith because God rewards faith. So we thank you for that beautiful presentation, beautiful presentation. Bishop Haywood, do we have any others?
Well, I was just about to say we don't have any that press one, but look up, they're starting to press one now. The lines are full, but now they're just now starting to press one. So we'll go with area code, let's see. Caller, you are area code 301-758. Go right ahead.
Good morning. This is Elder Hunt from First Church in Baltimore, headquarters jurisdiction. I just want to say what a blessing to listen to this young lady speak this morning. As I was listening to you, Sister Isis, I had to think about your parents and your grandparents and what they had placed in you. And the word says, train up a child the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart. And I see they have been truly investing and planting in you. And as you grow and as you mature in Christ, I believe with my whole heart that God will multiply his blessings in your life. One thing you said is that God rewards our faith by giving us his blessings, and in turn, we should give God our best. And I can hear that. I can hear it in your presentation. I can hear it in the three rewards. I wrote them down, and I will be continuing to reflect on these. But I just want to encourage you to continue on, and I highly commend your parents and all parents who are teaching their children the way of the Lord. May the Lord forever bless you, my dear.
Thank you.
All right, caller, you are 443-415. Go right ahead, caller, 443-415. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, Bishop.
We're very thankful to the Lord to have this opportunity to make a brief remark this morning. We would like to say that we are so proud of Sister Isis and the wonderful job that she did as being the first young person to do a Laity training broadcast presentation. And we are so proud of her and commend her for a job well done.
Amen.
And when I listen to Isis, it comes into my mind the scriptures where the word of God says, bring up a child in the way that they ought to go. And when they are old, they will not depart from the truth that God has used you to instill in them. So when we listen to Isis and see how God is using her so wonderfully, let us not forget that it is a reflection on the work of her parents and her grandparents and what they, by the power of Almighty God, are introducing her to and are leading her in and bringing her up in. And we just thank God because of the work and the labor and love and prayers of those in her family who love the Lord as well and has inspired her so much that she's following in the paths of the Lord. And Sister Isis, you did a beautiful job, and we thank you so much. And you spoke choice words. You got right to the point, and then you were done. There was not like, you know, sometimes you buy a crab cake sandwich and you have more filler than meat. It's better to get a small one full of meat than a big one full of filler. And I think you were short, but you were full of rich meat from the Word of God. And we thank you so much, and may you continue to be blessed. And we pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and use you, and that you will continue to be an inspiration to other young people. It was so touching to me to know that the first people that want to respond were young people. And I'm just happy about that. And we wish you Godspeed. Another bishop is here. Would you like to say something while we're on the line, dear?
Yes, and good morning to everyone and to Teacher Tindall and to Bishop Haywood and, of course, to our speaker this morning, Sister Isis. We honor the Lord and, of course, to our EP. We honor the Lord for this opportunity to have heard this young woman of God to bring forth the message that she had. And I call it the message because as I was listening, I said, wow, what an inspiration she is, not only to the youth, but to those that are even more mature. I like the three things that she said, and I also like the fact that she was alluding to the fact that if you don't do the work, don't expect to get the results.
Yes.
And I think that is so important. And when she basically challenged herself about the honor roll, and I had to smile about that, and how she said that she did her homework, she listened intently to her teachers, and she did what was necessary, and her end result is her being on the honor roll.
Yes.
So what a blessing that is to hear a young person at her age to say that. And, you know, oftentimes we would hear our old pastor say that you can't expect a million-dollar answer off of a 10-cent prayer. So as believers and as mature saints, we recognize the fact that even though this is a child, she is speaking words of wisdom and words of truth. And I know that those things were planted in her by her mother and her father, her grandfather, grandmother, and those that are around her. And she had to have seen examples of this. And I thank God for her parents in particular because they have set a pattern for this young woman to follow.
Yes.
You know, oftentimes people want their children to be good and be successful, but the children oftentimes don't see that demonstrated. You know, it's more than do what I say and not what I do, but do what I say and do as I do.
Yes.
So this was such an inspirational word, and I hope that more of our young people will be inspired to do what they need to do to learn and understand God's word. You're never too young, never too young. So I just want to say to you, Sister Isis, keep up the good work and kingdom building because that's what she's doing, and keep up the great work in school and continue to just let the Holy Spirit shine through you. And I thank you so much for this opportunity to just share a few words. I could go on and on because it's just so inspiring to my heart because I think of my children when they were that age and the things that we did and instilled in them to really just put the word of God in them. And you can't just do it one time. It's got to be consistent, and it's got to be a way of life. So I also want to say congratulations to mother and father and to grandmother and grandfather.
Yes.
We are so proud of you, Isis.
Yes.
Of the great work. God bless you, dear.
Amen.
Thank you a lot. That's a lot from you all. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sweetheart. And I know that you have to leave. But if you want to listen to the rest of the broadcast, you and your parents, you know that it will be archived on the UFCCM website. Thank you, Sister Isis. We love you, and God loves you best. You take care and be blessed.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Love you, too.
All right.
And,
so, Bishop Haywood, we have more, you know, we can keep with our callers because Sister Isis and others can hear this in archive. So do we have any others?
Yes, caller, you are also, you're at 443. The last four of your number is 9347. So the last four digits of your phone number is 9347. Go right ahead. So sometimes it you know, people don't realize that I'm talking to them, so I'll do it one more time. I'm not going to give out your whole phone number. 443 is your area code, and the last four of your phone number is 9347.
Yes, this is overseer. Yes, this is over.
Yeah, I was gonna say unless you're like working. I'm gonna say unless you're like me, you know, I don't know my own number.
Hello. Hello.
Bless you, overseer.
Thank you. I'm at work, so that's why I didn't answer. I thought he'd called my number before. But I just wanted to say this sister Isis did such a wonderful job and she knows how special she is to me.
Yeah.
And her and her parents and Bishop Macy. She did such a wonderful job, and I'm so proud of her.
Yes. Thank you, overseer. Thank you for your comments.
Amen. All right, caller, 920-204, go right ahead. 920-204, go right ahead.
Hello. Hello, God bless.
This God is bless, Bishop-elect.
How is everyone today? You know, it's so inspiring to hear young people step forward and serve in the area and level that they're able to do so. I love the authority in Sister Isis' voice.
Yes.
And just echoing everything that everyone else has said. So they're talking about, yes, yes, that's what I want to say. You know, and it's, I know that there's going to be more to come from this young lady.
Amen.
And I, too, and I thought back on my children, my little Leia, she would pack up tracks even and take them to school and give them out. But something I wasn't even aware that she was doing. And she left a pack on her teacher's desk. She came home and told me, and I'm like, what? And the teacher called me, and I'm like, okay, I'm waiting to hear what this is going to be about. But she phoned and was in tears and was so thankful. She said everyone spoke to her heart, and she was dealing with a personal issue and was blessed by it. So these young folks have a voice, and when you step out, and certainly with the authority that I'm hearing in Sister Isis, that you also can be used of God to make a difference and a change. And I believe also in the minds of other young people. So just stay encouraged, do what you're doing, you know, to all those in her life that has inspired, you know, God bless you all. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing when you can see the hand of God operating through the life of anyone, but certainly in our youth.
Yes.
So thank you also, Teacher Tinder, for opening the way and allowing and, you know, permitting our being a place where we could hear the words of this young lady. So thank you for all that you do as well. And God bless everyone.
Thank you, Bishop-elect. Thank you so much. And, you know, you mentioned the authority in her voice, and that struck me too. But not only that, the excitement. Oh, you know, we need to be excited about what God is doing. And we could just hear the excitement and the authority and the emphasis that Sister Isis placed on the message that she shared with us today. And it has truly inspired me. And I know it's inspired our listeners, too. So, Bishop Haywood, do we have any other callers?
No, we don't have any other callers, but ironically, the lines are full. I'm scrolling, you know, all the way down, you know, on my computer. You know, I have to scroll, so I have to keep scrolling and scrolling, seeing all these phone numbers. So you're there, and if you'd like to, if you have a comment or encourage this, you know, this youth, you know, this young lady. You know, and I often, you know, I don't like using the word woman. You know how they'll say sometimes young woman, that it's not a woman, it's still a child, you know. And so I say young lady. So this young lady, you know, or young gentleman, when we have, you know, some of the fellas come on. But if you'd like to go ahead and encourage and press one, and because there's a lot of you still on here.
We know, Bishop Haywood, while we're waiting for people to press one, Mother Bishop in her comment reminded me of something that I wrote down for what Sister Isis was saying, and I had five asterisks. She said, not only believe, but put the work in. That is a message in and of itself for every last one of us, that we have to put our faith in action. not don't just believe, but put the work in. For our young people, put the work in and make sure that not only do you have faith, but you put the work in to put your faith to work. That was just jumped out at me and was so inspiring, and as a reminder that we have to move forward and we have to put the work in.
You know, and I would encourage, you know, everyone that's on the line right now, you know, seeing that you don't have any comments or questions or anything like that, I would encourage you to copy the link. You know, go to the UFCCN website and click on the link and share this on your Facebook page, you know, so that young people can listen to this, you know, because they may not be able to listen to it today. But I think it'll mean everything, you know, to some of these children to hear another child doing, you know, the work of the Lord in this way. And I want to echo everyone else in saying that when it comes to us as parents and grandparents, it's important that we plant the seed, you know, within these children and just plant it firmly within them. It's so important. And again, God bless the parents and the grandparents and all of the other support system. Okay, so we don't have any others that are pressing one, so I would just leave my final comments to her by saying this. You know, you are a bright and a very, very bright and clear and fresh voice. Make sure that you keep that no matter what. You know, even, you know, in your soccer game today, I think, was it soccer or volleyball? What is she playing today?
Softball.
Softball. Oh, okay, softball. Okay, so even in your softball and whatever other sports, you know, that you have, you know, we just pray that everything that you do, it will be blessed. It seems like your schoolwork is okay, and you're playing sports, and now you're doing ministry and all of those things. So we want to encourage you to continue on. And it was a bright, I really enjoyed her even during the our conference. You know, her words at that point. Yeah, we probably should have, maybe we'll find a way to put a clip of that, you know, along with, you know, her presentation today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Bishop Haywood. But Sister Isis is such an impressive young lady. And, I'm just so moved that even young children were inspired to come on and to share what they got out of her message. And I'm sure this is something that they will never forget. This is historic.
Oh, yeah, their eyes
brought
up. Their eyes really lit up when they were listening. I said their eyes lit up when they were listening to her.
Yes, and, you know, Bishop Haywood, I thank you, too, for assembling a group of young people so that they could hear this, because it is so important. You know, we are inspired to move and to do when we see someone like ourselves doing something. It says, if they can do it, then I can do that. And we just are so thankful for our young people, because they're impressionable, and what they hear and what they are exposed to, as we see evidenced in Sister Isis, does have a manifestation, and it does produce fruit. And we just thank God for, as everyone has said, for Elder Donicia and Elder Terrence, such wonderful, lovely young people, and Bishop Banks and Pastor Charlasky, just such a wonderful family. And we can see what they have put into not only Isis, but into their adult children. They're all engaged in the work of the Lord. And that is such a wonderful, beautiful testimony of obedience to what God says, to raise up a child in the way that it should go, and when it's old, it will not depart from it. So we're so grateful today, and we thank you. I just want to make a couple of announcements, but before I do, I would like to give thanks to our ecumenical patriarch, Bishop Tindall, and to our Episcopal Board of Bishops, for their ongoing support of this ministry of laity training. And special thanks to Bishop Haywood, who is the chair of the UFCCM Ministry of Communication. And I don't know if you had a chance to go out on the UFCCM website, but if you have a moment, go out there and take a look. Bishop Haywood put up such a beautiful page about this broadcast with pictures and so much information. And I asked him earlier if he would be willing to do that ongoing, because we're trying to do all we can to create excitement, to get people within the UFCCM charged up and inspired about these broadcasts, because we are led of the Lord to bring them to you, to each of you, to help us to mature in the faith and to learn more and to develop the way that Christ wants us to in our spiritual lives. So when you get a chance, take a look at that. And Bishop Haywood has agreed that he's going to be doing that every month. So we're looking forward to you sharing this site, this link with your friends and relatives, and encourage people to come on and listen, because these broadcasts are for you. And I want to also thank our listeners, our faithful listeners who listen in and participate. And I'm continuing to encourage listeners to share, to call in, to give a testimony or comments or even a question that you may have, because this, again, is an opportunity for you. And we thank God for each and every one of you. I want to let you know that the USCCM Ministry of Laity Training is doing such exciting things. We not only have this broadcast, but we have our Laity Connection Network, which is a Zoom-based activity, and God is really blessing us to have such wonderful times of fellowship and connection on Zoom once every quarter. And our next session will be in January, and you'll be hearing more about that. Well, we're down to the end of the year, and in December we will have our last broadcast for 2021, and that will be on Saturday, December 11th, and our speaker will be Headquarters Jurisdictional Bishop, Secretary General, none other than Mother Bishop Shirley A. Tindall. So please, please mark your calendars now and plan to tune in, because we know that there will be a word from the Lord coming to us through Mother Bishop, just as we had a powerful word coming to us today from Sister Isis. Also, keep in mind the monthly UFCCM 24-hour prayer meetings. Information for the November prayer meeting, I believe, has already gone out. I know I've signed up for my hour. And if you don't have that information, please check with your person on your jurisdiction who is the coordinator for that. And if you are not participating, if you haven't signed up for the 24-hour prayer meeting, please do so, because we know without a shadow of a doubt that it takes prayer for us to go through, and prayer changes things. So please sign up, because there's power in prayer, and as the Word teaches us, we do need to pray without ceasing, and we need to do it as never before. Finally, if you know individuals who want to know more about the UFCCM, we invite you to direct them to our website at ufccm.org. And as always, we invite your questions about the Laity Outreach broadcast or your request for more information, or just to let us know how you are being impacted by these broadcasts. Just, you know, reach out and contact me directly at teachertindall@ufccm.org, and we would love to hear from you. So, Bishop Haywood, I think we have come to the end of our broadcast for today. Do you have any other comments before I ask you to close us out in prayer?
I would just say again, you know, let us continue, you know, to encourage our youth. You know, I can see that there's something that is on the horizon here, and I'm looking forward to everything that God is doing, you know, and what he's going to do. You know, I think it's so important, you know, once again, all the things that you said, you know, let us press into what we're doing. Those that are on the that are on this again, that are on this call, on this broadcast, please make sure that you go to the website, and that you forward, you know, this and post it and tag others. I think it's going to be really important. We're talking about these young people. Oh, well, what are we going to do with them today and this and that and what have you? But what we can do is we can share something like this. You know, they share TikTok and, you know, all of these things and, you know, some things that are completely inappropriate. Well, let's, you know, let's share something for these children that are going to inspire them, you know, to move them forward.
Amen.
Into what God is doing. All right?
Yeah.
All right. I think that's all that I have, you know, with that. But, again, just encourage her and let's continue to hold her up. All right?
Amen. Amen. All right, Bishop, would you close us out in prayer?
Oh, absolutely. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you. And we praise you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet going to do. We thank you, Lord God, that as we move, Lord God, into the final months of this year, Father God, we have Thanksgiving coming up. Let us be thankful, Lord God, first, Lord God, and give thanks to you, for you are good, gracious, and Lord God, that you are our only source. As we give thanks on this Thanksgiving Day coming up, even in our churches, Lord God, Father God, let us be thankful that we are even able to assemble, however we're assembling, virtually or in person, and however we're gathering, touch God even there. And Father, as we move into Christmas and as our next Laity broadcast comes with our dear Mother Bishop, who will be the final voice, you know, of inspiration and instruction and impartation into this year. Father, in advance, Lord God, we pray a covering over her and that broadcast and the listeners. And Lord, even now, Father God, we know that somebody, Lord, that may be listening to this not live but by archive, that, Father, that they've been inspired and now they want to say, you know what, I want my child, you know,
yeah,
to be able to do the exact same thing or something similar or have that excited spirit, you know, the sacredness and the seriousness in this child's voice, but still yet a child. So, Father,
yeah,
God, touch right now from the crowns of our heads to the sole of our feet. We bind the enemy that comes to hinder, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And we loose, Lord God, right now, your blessings,
yeah,
upon each and every listener today. Touch our host today, Lord God, as she is so, Lord God, faithful in bringing these broadcasts and, Lord, listening to your voice and, God, your heart and what you, Lord, would like to have the people to be inspired and to know. So we thank you, God, for our Ecumenical Patriarch and all of the leaders of the UFCCM, the affiliates, and all of the broadcast listeners of this show. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And we praise you. Thank God. Amen.
And thank you for that
amen.
Lovely prayer, Bishop Haywood. Love to everybody, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving time together with family and worship and thanking God. And we will see you in December, the Lord willing.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.